afternoon if you want to join in at a chance. For a couple of reasons. One is to help bring some energy, get your voices here in the room, can support us to show up again after lunch when the energy is kind of hanging out in the belly and going on the sort of animal level, let me go to sleep, can be often there. And this chant is a compassion chant with the words Om Mani Padme Hum. We'll do it in that language. I think it's, I'll tell you what it means. It's invoking and inviting and saying yes, please, to this quality of compassion that is considered, one metaphor for it is it's like the jewel in the heart of the lotus flower. You are the lotus flower, believe it or not. And as we unwrap, as we get unwrapped by our practice, and our practice unwraps us, that's a nice way, sometimes it strips us, it's a nice way of saying it. Sometimes we feel that we open, sometimes we feel that we close, it's okay. But as we get unwrapped from the programming and patterning, and recognize that we don't have to be bound into being compelled to believe that's who we are, the jewel of compassion is actually part of our nature. We are naturally, we naturally care about suffering, actually. And the quality of the compassion is also completely married with the wisdom and the this knowing aspect, this brightness of mind, so that it can be with suffering our own or each other's without becoming it, without being pulled and pushed by it. And this is quite extraordinary. So we're saying, I'll have some of that, please. So the words Om Mani Padme Hum, homage to this jewel in the lotus, homage to this quality. If chanting isn't your cup of tea, that's fine. Just let it go in one ear and out the other. And if it stimulates any programs running, that's fine. Just notice those. I hate this. Oh, it's the religious bit. I knew this was coming. Or, you know, whatever it is. But we'll just use it as a way of being together. It's a beautiful chant. So this one emphasizes the tender aspect of compassion. Compassion has many facets to it, actually. One of them is this capacity to resonate intimately with suffering. It's powerful, powerful, tender quality that is also extremely powerful, slightly counterintuitive to the mind. And I'll teach it to you. Has three lines. First two are the same, and they're not difficult. The third one's a little more difficult. So I'll do this a few times for ups and downs with my hand. Really get it. And then we'll chant it for a little bit together, rouse the energy a little bit. And if anybody comes to mind, anyone right now who is more obviously suffering, let them come to mind and let yourself radiate this intention for their healing, their holding, the soothing. Or it might be aspects of yourself, letting the chant wash through those places in us that are rejected or frantic, or numb, or panicking, or crushed, or just lost contact with the depth of what we are, that bereft human existential angst of not quite being fully in this life, feeling like a hitchhiker, feeling like we haven't arrived yet, that suffering. So it goes like this. Om Mani Padme Hum Hri. Want to try that one? Om Mani Padme Hum Hri. Yeah, that Hri word I didn't tell you about. That's the That's the seed syllable for this quality in the Sanskrit language. This, so it's kind of like a. Well, I could go. Yeah, that's enough. It's a seed syllable. It's a syllable that's part of this chant. So then it's repeated. Om Mani Padme Om Hrim. Then the last line goes. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. That's pretty good. So I'll do this a few times and then let yourself just breathe with it and see where it takes you. Then we'll sit in silence for a little while. Om Mani Padme Hum Hrim. Om Mani Padme Hum Hrim. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Oh.